We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, page Taf Taf Mem Hei, question Kuf Lamed Vav. You can watch our lesson at Kabda TV, selected, and you can also ask their questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot, page Taf Taf Mem Hei, question Kuf Lamed Vav, table of questions to the matters, and the answers are in page Taf Taf Nun Hei. Taf Taf Nun Daled. So the answer, question Kuf Lamed Vav, page Taf Taf Mem Hei. Where is from the existence of Nukva de Atzilut? Where is from the existence of the Nukva of Atzilut? The answer, this is a very deep matter, because the truthfulness of the existence of Nukva is only Nak, and she was concealed in Radla de Atzilut. And since Malchut Da'ak closes Rosh Da'atik, and from there it will be revealed in the future to come, as a stone rejected by the builders became a cornerstone. For Rosh, Pina, a cornerstone, is the meaning of Radla, which is the first Rosh of Atzilut. And the matter of Nukva Da'atzilut, which is revealed, is mitigated with the quality of mercy in the first hay, because Malchut transferred there with the Masach, which was corrected in her, and from there she performs all the Zivugim. And you already know that every slight change in the spiritual makes a thing a separated matter by himself, and therefore the mitigated Malchut is considered to be a different Bechina than the Malchut in Ak in the first restriction. And there's a great addition about the mitigated Malchut, for she connected to each and every Sfira in the meaning of the Nukva of her Guf, which has to be in every Partsuf, which is the place which carries within her the corrected Masach with the Aviyut, coarseness, and raises reflected light and measures the whole degree of the Partsuf. And accordingly, the Bechina of the Nukva is in each and every Partsuf from the 12 Partsufim of Atzilut. And even more so, her main existence is in the Partsuf of Keter, for there is the fourth Bechina, which is the purpose of her Gadlut, and from there she is diminished until her own degree, which is from the Bechina of the root of Aviyut, meaning her Bechinat Keter, which is the purpose of the diminishment of the existence of Nukva. However, the matter of the Nukva, which we deal with, is not the Nukva of his Guf of every Partsuf. Rather, we are dealing with the Nukva of the separated Zer Anpin, which is called Partsuf Malchut of Atzilut, and she was sorted from the degree of Malchut, which emerged in Nikudim. And although she is truly the smaller reality from the perspective of the existence of Malchut, for she is only her Bechinat Nefesh, however, she is the Bechina of the Atzilut, of the last Partsuf, for the whole sanctity of Atzilut, and therefore she is the middle Bechina between the separated Bia and the sacred Atzilut. And because of that, no correction is imparted upon Naran the Tzadikim into every existence of Bia unless through her. And therefore, the entire engagement of the Chokhmah is only in the Bechina of this Nukva, where all the conduct of the worlds in reward and punishment until the end of correction, everything is done by her. And the beginning of her emanation comes after the Gadlut of Zer Anpin, because Achab de Zer Anpin during the Katnut are with her Galgalta and Enaim in one degree from the time of the breakage of the Kelim. And therefore, while Zer Anpin raises his Achab from Bia, it turns out that he raised along with him also the Galgalta and Enaim of the Nukva, and she connects with him in the Bechina of additional man of Abba Ve'ima, where she receives her first zivug, which is still without a depiction. And after that, she comes down with her anpin, and the nukva of the goof of her anpin give her through her zivug with her anpin the bechina of the depiction of the ubar, until she receives the wholeness of mochin deinika. And then she rises with her anpin to man for the second time to Abba Ve'ima, and she receives mochin devak, and from these mochin she is separated and becomes a separated patsuf from her anpin. And that explains the beginning of the existence of nukva, which begins after the gadlut of her anpin, because then she rises in the Bechina of Man from Bia to Atzilut. Again, question Kuf Lamed Vav. Where is from the existence of Nukva de Atzilut? Where is from the existence of Nukva de Atzilut? Kuf Lamed Vav. This is a very deep matter, because the truthfulness of the existence of Nukva is not in the reality except in Ak, and she was concealed in Radla de Atzilut, since the Malchut of Ak closes in Rosh de Atik, and from there she will be revealed in the future to come, in the meaning a stone rejected by the builders became a cornerstone.
Meaning, we are never working in the true Malchut. Just to be clear on that. It is not the same Malchut of Tzimtzum Aleph, not the same Malchut of Ein Sof. It is different. Mm-hmm. What? And why?
And she was concealed in Radla de Atzilut, since the Malchut of Ak closes Rosh de Atik. And from there she will be revealed in the future, in the meaning of a stone rejected by the builders became a cornerstone. Because a cornerstone, Rosh Pina, is the meaning of Radla, which is the first Rosh of Atzilut. And the matter of Nukva of Atzilut, which is revealed, is mitigated in the quality of mercy of the first hay, because Malchut transferred there with the Masach which was erected in her, and from there she performs all the Zivugim. And you already know that every slight change in the spiritual makes it a separate matter on himself. And therefore, the mitigated Malchut is considered to be a different Bechina than the Malchut of Ak of the first restriction. And there is a great addition about the matter of the mitigated Malchut, for she connects in each and every Sefirah as the Nukva of her Guf, which has to be in every Partsuf, which is the place which carries within her the corrected Masach with the Aviyut.
Clear or not? No questions, I see. All right. Well, let's take Bensi. You already asked.
I can't distinguish between the concealed Malchut to the mitigated Malchut and Malchut which has a Masach. Everything is in cooperation with a certain quality of bestowal.
Let's say the following. What example should I give you? Something run around in my memory and I don't really remember where. It's kind of a joke. Oh, no, something more emotional. Let's say,
you've
found a certain bag with money in it, and you, no, you won't understand it maybe, well, let's say, and you are willing to run a nice meal for your friends with this money. You found it. Yeah. And in the middle of the meal, the peak of the joy of your wife is calling and says, I've lost a bag with money. Have you found it? What would be your feeling? Neve understand me really well. No. What about the joy of doing it for the friends? Is it even stronger or not? What are the sensations you're going through? I can't. It's this example is not, well, a little bit this this shock is passed by, right? But it's not. I know how to explain it. I don't know. Because that Malchut, the true Malchut in the Rosh of Atzilut, it's the end of correction. However, the difference in each and every degree is felt to some extent. It's not that we are working with Malchut in each and every degree. Working with it meaning to fill her up, feel it. Maybe not, but nevertheless we feel something. The difference is very big between, say, the Malchut of the first nine, Malchut that is coming from the incorporation, and the true Malchut. Because the stony heart is everything. This is the difference between a fine line and a total circle. Meaning a fine line, kavdak, as we learn, will fill up till the end of correction, that pipes, as he call it, a pipe, right? Sino. It's truly is, something like capillaries. You know what capillaries are? Yeah. The capillaries are the finest blood vessels we have in the body. So versus Ein Sof, the infinity. That's all. Hence, till the shattering, those things occurred as preparation in the vessels of bestow. It doesn't count. Rosh Datzilut divides the entire reality into two. A reality that is as a system that exists over the true Malchut, and another reality that divides according to the false Malchut, all right, which is not truth. Which we are working with, and then we are in it. It isn't false because it is in order to receive. No, we talk about Malchut Atzilut, Matonita, divinity, and all that. Rather, because it is not in her true intensity. Hence, our whole work is in three lines, in ascending above reason, in all kind of those discernments that we are not touching the desire to receive. Otherwise, we could say the following. Just as we understand that we need to make a restriction, a screen, returning light, and by all that, bestow, as we are vessels of bestow, and first and foremost, reaching bestow. And that, all this preparation is only preparation for later on becoming, working in the vessels of reception, also in order to bestow. However, katnut, the smallness, infancy is the main thing, and adulthood is the addition, because the addition is in the fellow man, not in us. So all this work, in and of itself, is a preparation towards the work with the true Malchut. At the end of correction. Although we need not working there as if she's corrected by herself. However, there are many questions here. How can she be corrected above herself, right, Malchut? It's such a big difference. Well, you're talking about the difference between a fine pipe from Ein Sof, yeah, to the black point. Or you're talking about a ball, like a sphere, to what extent it is more than a very fine pipe that goes within it. It's incomparable. So how can it be that she's corrected by herself, naturally? So here we need to ask many things. Is there shame regarding that? Does it even touch our desire? By what are we receiving those kelim of Malchut of himself? After all, we didn't work on them. Is it coming as a reward? Very fundamental questions here. So now we will touch it, maybe, in the beginning of this explanation of the Rosh Atzilut with Malchut Atzilut, because Rosh Atzilut is the creator and end of correction and adhesion, in total adhesion, and Malchut Atzilut is the beginning of the corrections. And this is the focus, the center of the Neshamot. And the whole world of Atzilut and Malchut is the system of correction between his essence, Atzmuto, and the creatures. Yes.
Why, after the first restriction, every desire which is revealed by the light cannot transform himself into bestow?
He entirely is willing to turn into bestowing. You have no desire that is under that is not under restriction, and his ability and tendency and work and effort to do everything in order to bestow. And this is a desire revealed in the creature as a desire to receive, in order to receive, and later on make a restriction upon it, and a desire to have in order to bestow, everything. However, by the breaking, an additional desire is being revealed. That same desire, we are incapable of correcting. In the breaking, additional desire is being revealed, which was not there prior, and that's a problem. The serpent that is revealed in the scene of the Tree of Knowledge, in the breaking of the vessels, did not exist before. Well, it wasn't apparent before. And we don't know what to do with it. Eventually, we run away from Egypt. We don't correct the entire Egypt. We take vessels. But we escape. And this is till the end of correction. This serpent that becomes as a rod. It is as a rod in order to bring you to a state where it will be revealed once more as a serpent. We also discover the serpents in the desert and other places. The desire to receive revealed by the breaking is huge. Well, understand it further later, but let's continue.
Second column, line Vehama'ale.
And there is a
great addition about the matter of the mitigated Malchut, for she connected in each and every Sefirah as the Nukva of her Guf, which has to be in every Partsuf, which is the place which carries within her the corrected Masach with the Aviyut, and that raises a reflected light and measures the entire degree of the Partsuf. Accordingly, the Bechina of the Nukva is in each and every Partsuf from the 12 Partsufim of Atzilut. And even more so, her main existence is in the Partsuf of Keter, for there is the fourth Bechina, which is the purpose of her Gadlut. And from there, she is diminished until her own degree, which is from the Bechina of the root of Aviyut, meaning her Bechinat Keter, which is the purpose of the diminishment of the existence of Nukva. However, the matter of Nukva, which we deal with, is not the matter of the Nukva of the Guf of every Partsuf. Rather, what we deal with is in the Nukva of the separated Nukva, which is called Partsuf Malchut of Atzilut. And she was sorted from the degree of Malchut, which emerged in Nikudim. And although she is truly the smaller reality from the reality of Malchut, for she is only the Bechina of her Nefesh, however, she is the Bechina of the Partsuf of the last Atzilut, for the entire sanctity of Atzilut. And therefore, she is the middle Bechina between the separated Bia and the sacred Atzilut. And because of that, no correction is imparted upon the Naran of the righteous and to every existence in Bia, unless through her. And therefore, the entire engagement of the Chokhmah is only through that Nukva, where all the conduct of the worlds in reward and punishment until the end of correction, everything is done by her. And the beginning of her emanation comes after the Gadlut of Zer Anpin, because Achap of Zer Anpin during the Katnut are with her Galgalta and the Naim in one degree since the breakage of the Kelim. Therefore, while Zer Anpin rises his Achap from Bi'ah, it turns out that he raised along with him also the Galgalta and Naim of the Nukva, and she connects with him as additional man in Abba Ve'ima. There she receives her first zivug, which is still without a depiction. And after that, she comes down with Zer Anpin and the Nukva of his Guf of Zer Anpin, who gives her, through her zivug with Zer Anpin, the depiction of the Ubar, until she receives the completion of Mochin of Yanika. And then she rises with Zer Anpin to Man for a second time to Abba Ve'ima, and she receives Mochin Devak, and from this Mochin she is separated and becomes a separated Patsuf from Zer Anpin. And that explains the beginning of the emanation of the Nukva, which begins after the Gadlut of Zer Anpin, for then she rises as man from Bia to Atzilut.
Well, it is only a small portion of the total explanation about her. However, she understands that the true desires that are in us are entirely out there in our Neshamot inside, and we raise slightly still vegetative animate speaking, slightly, and everyone is a general system, everyone. And it would be disclosed, however, for the time being, we are working only as preparation for the end of correction. The entire creation, the entire descendants later on ascending in return, it is only in order to come to the world of Ein Sof and be ready for the revelation of the stony heart. Because beside the stony heart, everything else is just a model. It's kind of a false, how you call it? Unreal. Not an illusion. It's something that replaced, something that you can work with for the time being, then perceive and understand later on the true thing, the real thing. So all the descendants from below upwards and all the ascents from above down, it is only in order to reach the state of itself and understand what it truly is. This is how it is. Well, later on, who knows? No one knows what's later on. Also, as a preparation to who knows what. So, above time, movement, and place. And, all right, next.
Kuf Lamed Zayin. What is the desirable correction from the ascent of Nehi to Chagat in the Ibur? What is the desirable correction from the ascent of Nehi to Chagat of Ibur? Kuf Lamed Zayin. The main desirable correction in the Ubar is the association of the quality of judgment with the quality of mercy, meaning to include the first hay with the last hay with the first hay, which is by raising Nehi to Chagat in the meaning of three within three, Gimel Go Gimel. Through that, Malchut, under the Yesod of Zer Anpin, is integrated in his Tiferet. It is known that Tiferet is the Bechina of Bina of Chasadim, and she also receives there an incorporation from the quality of Yesod. And the matter of that incorporation is called the correction of lines, because when she is under the Yesod, there is only but one line there, meaning, like the emerging Nikudim, one below the other in one line. Because only Gar the Nikudim emerge from the bottom hay in the Einayim, which is the meaning of correction of lines. But that emerge only from Yesod De'ak, in the meaning of Vav and Nekuda, Vav and a point. And after that, when Yesod already received the new light which featured the Parsa, which means that it cancelled the Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, and Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, returned to its place, therefore Malchut of Zer Anpin was in the Bechina of Tzimtzum Aleph, and the mitigation of the first hay did not reach her yet. It turns out that she is not included yet in each and every sefirah of the left line. Rather, she is below them. However, while she rises and connects to the first hay, then Malchut is included in each and every sefirah. Two lines are made in every sefirah. One is the essence of the sefirah, and the second is the Bechina of Malchut, which was included there. And these two lines in each sefirah were made by the ascent of Nehi to Chagat, because by her connecting to the first hay, immediately she mixed in every sefirah, as known. And through the incorporation of man of the Ubar in the meaning of the Zivug in his mother womb, a new Zivug emerged there over the man. The light of the Zivug and the Bechina of man, which is the meaning of the Masach and the Aviyut, which raises Or Chozer, they are the Bechina of the middle line of the Sefirot. And thus, you see how the ascent of Nehi to Chagat makes the correction of three lines. However, also that ascent was made only in the Bechina of incorporation in the upper Patsuf, because Arich Anpin himself awakened within him the Bechina of the ascent of Nehi to Chagat, as written, and the Bechina of that correction of lines makes all the Sefirot in the meaning of the single authority.
Ask something.
Ken.
Yes.
What is the ascent of Nehi to Chagat?
Integration of Malchut with Bina.
Due
to three lines. This is how they are called.
How does it happen? What is the mechanism?
Well, that's something else. There are many reasons. The motive power is obviously the light that arrives. Otherwise, there cannot be any movement. For ascent is called a change of improving of the qualities. Movement is a change in quality. This is spirituality. Yes.
What is the correction of three lines?
Correction of three lines means that we are using when we discern between the influence of the light is the right line, and the right side, the desire to bestow, yeah, the bestowal of the vessel on the left line, and we can be between the two in order to couple the two, to you connect the two in the middle line. Meaning, if a creature works above reason in order to unite the vessel, his vessels of reception, with the force of bestowal in him, then it is considered that he is in the middle line, in the middle spot, being in the correction of the vessels, of the lines. Accordingly, he doesn't use Malchut, Malchut rises to Yisod, meaning he scrutinizes such Kelim that in them could be the right integration between Malchut and Bina, because the correction of the lines can be only after the second restriction. When it is clear to us that Malchut is incapable of receiving within her any light, rather only under the condition that she is sent to the degree of Bina. And at the time she is sent to Bina, then she is... she begins to connect with Bina partially. Meaning she scrutinizes, sorting out what qualities to use by herself, her own qualities, in her essence, in order to be in contact with the light, with the Keter. In order to be in contact, in resembling Keter, be the bestower like Keter, then she must be connected to Bina, to resemble Bina. Just as Bina, from above down, is wanted to resemble the Keter, accordingly Malchut, integrated with Bina, with her view, she wants to resemble Keter. And the right combination or cooperation between Malchut and Bina brings her to the calculation of middle line.
Ken.
Yes.
If we raise man, do we participate in the correction of lines?
There cannot be raising man without corrections of the lines, unless it is raising man for the first contact, which is to be as restricted as 3 conception days. There's not yet the correction of the lines. However, the 3 days of conception are already right, left, and middle. There are already 3 lines formed in the 3 days of conception, and from there onwards, they already begin to be the development of the 3 lines. We're done with you? All right. Yes, Mutlu.
We were talking about the stony heart and the serpent. Is there a branch of the serpent here?
A branch?
Yeah. Why? Because we're talking about root and branches.
In our world?
Yes. I want to clarify which kind of qualities we have during the time of preparation. Why am I asking that? Because last week I was asking how can a person leave this 1% that he has below the barrier? And you said that a person cannot depart his stony heart, but you said that the stony heart that we correct in En Sof, we do it together with the light. And I wanted to clarify the stony heart that we cannot depart from here below the Machsom.
We aren't scrutinizing such discernments before the barrier. Before the barrier, we see nothing. You have no awareness, understanding where a snake is and where it isn't. I can only tell you in the best qualities and desires of yours, the most pure ones, where you love, where you devoted, there is where the snake is. Wow. Yes, this is how it is. The snake isn't revealed just like that, the serpent, just like that with respect to the Egyptians or the Jews, only Pharaoh and the Creator, and also there are the Chartumim, the sages of Pharaoh, the snake, the rod, only there if a person reaches such degrees. Just like that? No. Well, what serpents are there? This is the anime degree. The true serpent, right, that walks on 2 feet, 2 legs, right?
So it's not clear, how can I say that I cannot let go of that?
You don't even have any scrutiny of a serpent as yet.
This is what I'm trying to find out. I want to see this quality where I can see in different degrees.
All right, so say that this desire to receive, you must let go and not care for it, rather simply run away from it, to throw it away, or if you can't overcome it and take it as a rod, say that's a serpent. Well, all right. I thought you were talking about like the primordial serpent, as he was asking about the stony heart. Or you also. That's only in the high degrees the essence of the serpent is revealed. To the extent that the desire to receive is opposite to the light, there has to be big light in order to show us not the small discernments of his, rather his depth, his intensity, his love and bestowal. Correspondingly, we will be able to feel how opposite our nature is.
So it's our nature is opposite only with its intention.
Well, let's say the desire isn't considered opposite.
So you can say that a person gives his all exertion, and only in the point where Everything he done was for me. Is that the point?
Correct. Nice.
Moshe.
Can it be said that the serpent and two legs is revealed only after the barrier, and before that we have such small serpents even during the preparation time?
Well, there is here and there.
Because we feel small and we have to work with them. I don't know what it means, a serpent on two legs.
Everything that disturbs you within and pushes you or rejects you, what rejects you from connection, integration, cooperation, from the right intention, I'll say yes, it is all the body of the serpent. However, it's these are small things. These are like all kind of his little brothers, call it.
And those little serpents, what should we do with them? We shouldn't work with them, just let go? Not take them into consideration?
Well, no, why? They're also eating you, so, like worms. Like reptiles, or little reptiles. What, Gadi? Oh, the depiction? You'll see what depictions. Well, let's continue. Oh, there's no more time. You have to honor the Torah, not like you. He's a person. Yes, quickly take the mic.
What are the mutual qualities between the rod and the serpent?
That's a very nice question. Above reason. This is what connects between the two. What does above reason mean? It's the point of their connection with the Creator. Both come from Him. That's mutual. When, if can ascend above the rod and above the serpent, meaning using both essential, in order to connect to the Creator, then you come to the connection between them. Well, he explained it. It's what's the connection between the truth and false? Or it's the same. It's truth or falseness, or falseness of truth. We've learned that. It's the encounter point with the Creator is what common for the two. Do you have something about that?
Perhaps. In the letters of the Rabash, Volume 2, the point of truth is where he sees that he's taken a false way, which is the immediate between the true and lie, which is the bridge that connects between truth and false, and that point is the end of the lie, and from here onward begins the path of truth.
Because in spirituality there's no lie, no truth. Rather, these discernments are built within men. It doesn't exist in spirituality. It's all with respect to the person only. We'll move to the next part.
Let's move on to the next part of the lesson, but let's sing a song first.
של מתם בחיים רק אם נתאחד לצמא הסתרה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע רק אם נתאחד לצמא הסתרה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה on leit khaver ala kol beyad שיטה לפוצץ את המחיצה לקבל ערבות לחזק את הקבוצה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע לקבל ערבות לחזק את הקבוצה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע